Thank you for joining me today, and it's great to be back together as we start a fresh week of opening up our Bibles so that we can learn together with one another who God is. And we are now entering into an interesting period on our calendars. Thanksgiving is this week, and then Christmas comes just about 5 weeks from now. To be exact, Christmas is in 36 days. 36 days. And there is something that is true of genuine Christian people. We are thankful people year-round, and we are a people that celebrate Christ's birth all throughout the year as well. An attitude of thankfulness should permeate the believer's life, and we thank God daily for the gift of His Son, Jesus Christ, born as an infant in what has been marked on our Western calendar as December 25th. Of course, Jesus was not actually born on this date, but nevertheless, we must acknowledge the deep meaning this season has for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ. And so here on God Is, I acknowledge this also, and plan to close out 2018 with you, addressing Thanksgiving and Christmas from within the pages of the Bible in our ongoing quest to discover who God is. And so first, coming up here on God Is, I thought that it would be appropriate for me to share with you how thankful I am for the people that have made an eternal impact in my life by teaching me about the character of our living and holy God. And one such man is the Apostle Paul. Paul the Apostle. God has used him in my life to teach me about the Lord and to enable me to, quoting Paul, increase in the knowledge of God. Of course, as soon as I say his name, there is much that can be said about him. So in order to talk about his life and teaching, I need to be discerning to draw out for you a certain aspect of his ministry to us in the New Testament. I could, of course, dedicate a year or longer of broadcast to Paul the Apostle. But what I want to do beginning today is to talk with you about his prayers. Paul really is the praying apostle, and I want to show you this from the scriptures in as much detail as I can fit into the short time that we have with one another each new day. And as I continue my introduction here, I first need to introduce you to another mentor of mine. And I am also grateful for this man who has been one of my most gifted teachers of the Bible in my life. I am indebted to theologian and pastor Arthur W. Pink. He goes by A.W. Pink, and I've introduced him to you before. An easy way to remember him is to think of him as Pastor Pink, like the color, Pastor Pink. And who was he? Let me give you a concise biography of his life, which I have borrowed from Banner of Truth, a superb publisher that has published or republished some of A.W. Pink's books. A.W. Pink was born in Nottingham, England, in 1886. His full name is Arthur Walkington Pink, and he was converted to Christ while being a spiritualist or a medium. He briefly attended the Moody Bible Institute in Chicago in 1910 before taking up his first pastorate at Silverton, Colorado. Little known to the outside world, he pastored other churches in the United States and Australia before finally returning to his homeland in 1934. Settling in Stornoway on the island of Lewis, Scotland, there he died almost unnoticed in 1952. By that date, however, the magazine he had started in 1922, Studies in the Scriptures, was feeding several of the men who were leading a return to doctrinal Christianity, including Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones and Douglas Johnson, the founder of InterVarsity. And in book form after his death, his writings became very widely read across the world. Now, I am one such person who has benefited tremendously from A.W. Pink's writing, as you are about to see, and I am thankful for him. While long dead, still he speaks to me through his writing. And in my view, he has written the best book that I have read about the Apostle Paul outside of the Bible. The main title is Gleanings from Paul, but the subtitle tells you what the book is really about, The Prayers of the Apostle. Gleanings from Paul, The Prayers of the Apostle. And lest you think this is a slim, kind of light volume, you're wrong. It's a door stopper. You could hold open a door with it. Coming in at 490 pages in the hardcover edition from the Banner of Truth Publishing. I've left a link to this on the God Is Facebook page for you. On Facebook, just go to God Is, W-E-Z-E. That's God Is, W-E-Z-E, and you will see it there. or email me or write to me today and I could tell you more about it and how to order yourself a copy. And I'll tell you what, I'm in a giving mood. So if you want a free copy of this, be one of the first to email me or write to me today and include your mailing address and I'll send it to you free of charge. Just drop me a brief note with your mailing address and send it via email to mark@markaswallow.com. That's M-A-R-K at M-A-R-K-A-S-W-A-L-L-O-W.com or God is P.O. Box 802, Winchester, Massachusetts, 01890. And I will send you A.W. Pink's Gleanings from Paul, The Prayers of the Apostle for free to the first three people who contact me. Now, the book costs $23. I'll cover that cost and the cost of shipping to your door. If you want it, or if you want to give it to someone as a gift in your life, somebody that'd be interested in reading about the prayers of Paul, write to me now, and my addresses will be given at the end today. So in a spirit of thankfulness for the Apostle Paul and the pastoral teaching and ministry of one of my mentors, A.W. Pink, let me say more about where we are headed together in the days ahead. I'm going to take you through several scriptures which highlight Paul's ministry of prayer. Paul was a prolific prayer. Paul was a man fruitful in prayer. And Pink's opening, simply labeled the introduction, is worth the price of the book. I'm going to give you what follows in my own words with a few direct quotes from Pastor Pink. I'm citing him in Gleanings from Paul as what deepened my understanding of the prayers of Paul. I think we need to cite where we get our ideas from, and A.W. Pink has fueled mine. Now, if you are someone who likes to follow an outline and take some notes, then I'm going to give you an outline up front, and I will repeat this and I will refer to it throughout my teaching. I've also left this on God is W-E-Z-E on Facebook. That's God is W-E-Z-E. Or again, write to me today and I will email or snail mail, regular mail this over to you right away. Here is my outline. First, Paul is the praying apostle. Second, Paul's prayers are mingled with his instructions. Third, Paul's prayers are brief. Fourth, Paul prays to God the Father. Fifth, Paul and the other apostles do not pray for what is temporal, but for what is eternal. And sixth, Paul did not pray for God to save the world from sin, as much as for his fellow believers and the Christians in the churches. Now let me give that to you again. First, Paul is the praying apostle. Second, Paul's prayers are mingled with his instructions. Third, Paul's prayers are brief. Fourth, the Apostle Paul prays to God the Father. Fifth, Paul and the other apostles do not pray for what is temporal, but for what is eternal. And sixth, Paul did not pray for God to save the world from sin, as much as for his fellow believers and the churches. So this is our working outline. So let's start at the beginning and just get our foot in the door today. I want you to see first that Paul is the praying apostle. So come with me if you can, not in Pink's book, but in God's book, the Bible, to Acts chapter 9 and look down at verse 10. This is the book of Acts chapter 9 and verse 10. The New Testament starts with the four Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and then Acts. This is the fifth book of the Bible's New Testament, and I'm going to read Acts chapter 9, verses 10 and 11. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, Here I am, Lord. And the Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and inquire at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying. There are two words I want you to highlight today. The first is a name. It is the name Saul. Saul. The second is a word, and that is the word praying. Praying. So if you are not driving and you're able to use your Bible, then you have circled the name Saul and the word praying in Acts 9, verse 11. And the man here named Saul is Paul. Saul is Paul. they are the same man. But why the distinction in names? Well, Saul is his Hebrew or Jewish name, and Paul is his Roman name. Paul was a Jew, so he had a Hebrew name, but he was also born a Roman citizen, so he had a Roman name, and that was Paul. Saul is Paul, and Paul is Saul, and a common mistake is to think that Jesus changed Saul's name to Paul after Paul was converted to follow Christ on the road to Damascus that we read about earlier in Acts chapter 9. That is not true. It's simply that Saul was Paul's Hebrew name, and Paul is his Roman name. You can easily relate to this if you are a person with two names. For example, most of my Chinese family members and friends have two names, a Chinese name and an English name, but they are, of course, the same person. Likewise, Saul is Paul and Paul is Saul. I hope that this is clear to each one of you. And the second word you've circled is praying, prayer. That marks the Apostle Paul's life. Really? And this is where we will pick up tomorrow. But speaking of prayer, will you join me in prayer as we begin our week and this season together? Our loving Heavenly Father, to you we pray. We are thankful. Thank you for the people in our lives who mean so much to us. Thank you for our teachers, our mentors, those who have discipled us and cared for us. Thank you for our pastors, parents, and other spiritual leaders. Thank you for our forefathers and foremothers in the faith. And I pray that in these days together we can capture some practical lessons on prayer from the life of the praying Apostle Paul. Thank you that he was a man of prayer. So be with us as we meet together here in honor of you, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Friends, why don't you invite some other friends to join you and come on back here tomorrow for more of God Is.